I started off as a teacher in Botswana, living in the diaspora, and now I'm in the U.S., and there is nothing that is exciting. There's nothing that is good living in the diaspora, away from your family, away from your home. We want to be in Zimbabwe. If I can go back to Zimbabwe tomorrow, I'll be in Zimbabwe tomorrow, because it's not the same. I am a member of Zimbabwe First, and I'm the communications director for that political party, whose president is Dr. Zeb Shumba. I am also the person who is in charge of the information and publicity secretariat of an organization called NERA. This secretariat was given by NERA to ZimFest so that we can publicize the work of NERA.
You mentioned that you are a member of Zimbabwe First and also a part of the NERA committee. How do you juggle all this, considering that you live outside Zimbabwe?
Yes, I think, sometimes I wonder how I do it. You know, there's too much on my plate. But I think it is that will to do something for your country that I want to see my country working again. I want to see all the Zimbabweans back at work. I want to see that Zimbabwe that I grew up in, you know, in the 70s, in the 80s, you know, the Zimbabwe that was admired by the world. And now we've just been reduced to beggars. And that realization will make you want to do something. And I just think that is what we should do as Zimbabweans, that we forget that we are in America, we are in the UK, we are in Australia. We just try to find something that we can do to make our country the way it was, the way we want to leave it to our children, the way we want our grandchildren to see Zimbabwe. We don't want our children, we don't want our grandchildren to be living in the Zimbabwe that we have right now, the Zimbabwe that has no freedom of expression, the Zimbabwe where 90% of the people are not working, the Zimbabwe where if you just walk there and say something wrong about Mugabe, you are in jail or you disappear. We don't want a Zimbabwe like that.
Your party president lives in the diaspora. You live in the diaspora. Can we say this is a party in exile?
It is not a party in exile. Definitely it's not a party in exile. Two people, three people, or four people don't make a party. A party is a party for the people. Zimbabwe First is a party that was formed by the people for the people. So the fact that Dr. Shumba or myself or some of the leaders are here is neither here nor there, because the party is for the people. And there are people in Zimbabwe. 80% of the leadership of ZimFest is in Zimbabwe.
What else are you doing besides politics?
Personally, I've for the people of Zimbabwe, I try by all means to help as much as I can. And I belong to a church known as Zimbabwe Methodist Church. And we gather things around, we buy things, we donate money, and every year or every summer we send someone to Zimbabwe to go and distribute those things.
What else can you tell Zimbabweans in the diaspora?
As much as it looks greener outside the country, I want to tell Zimbabweans that home is best. Yes, home is not okay right now, but there is no one. There is no one who is going to get our country working again. There is no one who is going to change the way things are in Zimbabwe right now except the people of Zimbabwe. And the people of Zimbabwe doesn't necessarily mean the people who are in Zimbabwe. The people who are here in the diaspora should find a part, should find something that they do to ensure that they are part of the solution.